Well, hello, teachers, and welcome to your Monday Mindset podcast episode. These are short little snippets of thoughts, reflections that I share with you on a weekly basis that are focused around mindset, things that we can do to live our best lives, to live an intentional life. And I invite you to not just listen to these for yourself and how they apply to you in your life, but consider sharing them with other people too. Consider sharing them with your students every Monday and having a conversation about it and doing a reflection together. Because I think a lot of these thoughts, these topics, these questions are just a part of being human. And sometimes being human can feel lonely. And to know that other people are struggling through some of the same challenges that you are and are benefiting from having these types of conversations is hugely powerful in allowing us to get to be the best version of ourselves, to take who we are and who we be and who we show up in the world as to that next level. So I really hope that you enjoy these Monday Mindsets. And if you do, let us know over on our Instagram at Evie Academics. Thanks so much for listening, and let's dive into our Monday Mindset. For today's Monday Mindset, I'm going to share a concept that comes from Marie Forleo. She has a great Instagram post about it that is incredibly inspiring. And it's this concept that everything is figure outable. And I think it's such a pragmatic approach to life, to problems, because we live in this world where for every problem, there is a solution, right? We live in these binary, we live in a world full of binaries, black and white, up and down, left and right, right? We have all of these binaries that exist. And the same thing goes for whenever there's a problem, there's always going to be a solution. Everything is figure outable. And there's never going to be necessarily even just one solution. There might be a variety of solutions. But I think sometimes what happens is we see a problem or we hit a wall or we have this issue and we throw up our hands and we say, I just can't. There's nothing I can do about this. Sure, maybe not in the way that you initially think there is something to do about this problem. Perhaps there's a different workaround. Perhaps there's another way of looking at the problem to come up with a solution. And when we offer our brains and kind of like our subconscious this belief that everything is figure outable, it becomes our reality. You know, I was looking at something the other day or listening to something the other day about how do I know what my beliefs about things are, right? And our beliefs are our subconscious ways of being that we believe about the world, and it impacts all of the things that we do. You know, for some people, they believe that, what's a good example, that anything's possible, whereas other people don't. Some people believe that everybody is inherently good, while others believe the opposite, right? Those beliefs are built into us from our parents, by nurture when we're kids, and it's not something that we had a ton of control over when we were growing up. But the way in which we can kind of start to understand our beliefs, because they are so subconscious and they are so just innately a part of who we are, it's hard to even identify what our beliefs are. Someone once said to me recently that to know what your beliefs are, just look at the world around you. Just look at your reality and it will show you back your beliefs. So if you have certain beliefs about relationships, and you want to know what your beliefs about relationships are, that is reflected back to you into what your relationships currently look like. And we can always change our beliefs, but we can't change them until we're aware of them. And so I'm going off on a tangent here, but I think it's important to start to think about this concept of everything is figure outable as a belief. How can you start to embed that so deeply into your subconscious that anything that comes your way, don't worry about it, we'll figure it out. No problem, we'll figure it out. And I'll give you just a silly example about this. But my husband came up to me last night and he said, just kind of like a little bit flustered. He's like, oh my gosh, you know, Will's baseball season goes into July and he has all these summer camps that he's going to and we're traveling and I don't know how we're going to do it. And I go, we'll figure it out. I'm not worried about it right now. Like when we get there, we'll figure it out. So for me, I have this belief truly that everything's figure outable. Like there's always a solution to the problem and I don't need to worry about it because there's going to be a solution to the problem. And it's not even a problem. You know, that's my view. That's my belief that I have just as a human being. And like no later, 10 minutes later, he comes up to me. He goes, I had the wrong thing. That was my basketball schedule, not Will's baseball schedule. He's like, so there is no problem. So I'm like, great, it's figure outable, right? We don't even have a problem that we have to solve for. But I just think that it goes to show that when we come from this place of this pragmatic belief that everything is figure outable, it takes some of the pressure off. It takes some of the stress off. It takes some of the, honestly, like to be real with you, the victim mindset off, that like, this is just the way it is and I'm a victim to this circumstance. Like that is no way to live your life. Like don't give your power away to other people. Don't give your power away to circumstances. Like own that. You get to control that. That's your choice. And when you come from a place of, I'm not worried about it, I'm gonna figure it out, that is so much more empowering than, well, there's nothing I can do about it. I guess I gotta throw up my hands. And for some of you, that is going to be confronting. You're not going to like what I just said. For others, you're going to be like, yeah. And for some of you, you might start to think, man, maybe there is something to this. Maybe there is something to living life this way, of being empowered, of having this belief that I'm going to figure it out. And at the end of the day, it's all going to be okay. So just a thought to share with you, a concept to share with you, that one of the things I tell myself all the time is like, I'm not worried about it. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. So even while I'm not using the phrase of everything is figure outable, I tell myself these thoughts when a problem arises. It's all right. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. There's a solution to this problem. So in anything, like especially in the classroom with a student or with a parent or with a situation or whatever it might be, it's all figure outable. It really, truly is. So I hope that that serves you in some capacity. Write it down on a post-it note. I always told my students, write it on your forehead so you never forget it and you see it in the mirror every day. But really at the end of the day, everything truly is figure outable.